I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
When I want you only, I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
And when the weather's stormy.
This week is National Craft Beer Week, and speaking with me today is Mike Stewart, the beer professor. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the origin of National Craft Beer Week?
Started about 7 years ago or so. The American Craft Brewers Association got together and wanted to help promote the industry and support the craft beer movement. And they even got Congress involved to help support the initiative and have built a steady following year over year as more craft breweries continue to expand in the United States.
And what designates a craft beer?
That's kind of a nebulous term, but generally it has to do with the amount of output as far as number of barrels or gallons of beer that they brew. Generally, it's going to be your smaller local craft brewery that's only distributing, but it can be as large as even our own local Sam Adams is still considered a craft brewery, even though they're brewing, you know, millions of gallons of beer. Nothing to sneeze at, but still, most brewers are a little bit smaller than it.
Okay, and let's talk local craft beer. As you know, there's been a tremendous resurgence of locally made artisan beers here in Cincinnati, and it seems to have started with brands like Mount Carmel and Christian Moorline, but now we have such labels as Mad Tree, Blank Slate, 50 West, and now Rheingeist is preparing to start making beer. So what has happened in the past year or so that's made this possible?
I think it's just been a lot of passionate individuals coming together and really realizing that the craft beer movement is taking off in the public consciousness. People have now learned that beer has flavor and there's a demand for it, and so that has spurred on the development. And also people look at Cincinnati and our brewing history and feel that it's, you know, kind of a natural fit. But our experience isn't unlike some of the other bigger cities. We're actually catching up ahead and doing a little bit better in some of the other larger metropolitan areas.
Through your blog, brewprof.com, I just recently found out about a new brewery called Triple Digit.
Yeah, Triple Digit is actually kind of a sidearm of Listerman, who's been around for a long time. They started out as a homebrew kind of supply store and have eventually started making their own commercial beer under the Listerman brand. And then about a year or so ago, branched off and started this Triple Digit, which really focuses on high ABV beers, if you will. Triple Digit referring to the original gravity, a measure of the beer itself. And so they've been knocking out some really, really great beers lately.
Now, are you yourself a home brewer?
I am a home brewer. I got into it a little over a year ago by accident. My wife was foolish enough to buy me a kit for Christmas, and I've bitten the bug, and now I'm sure she regrets it every day.
And how did you become the beer professor?
Just kind of stumbled into it. It was just a way for me to keep connected to the community and keep myself up to date. And I just kind of found it fun to connect with these people. I've met a lot of great people. The craft beer community is very open, friendly, and giving. So it's been a good time.
What is your definition of a local beer?
I would say a local beer is something that is actually brewed and packaged here within the Cincinnati region. I guess if we're talking about Cincinnati, but something that is actually brewed on site here locally. We have some local brands here that aren't necessarily brewed within the city limits, so they kind of count, but it's not still quite a local craft beer.
Because when I think of local beer, my definition maybe is a little more loose because I think of more a little bit broader spectrum in terms of like West 6th in Lexington. And yep. I'm also a big fan of most of the beers that Great Lakes produces in Cleveland.
Yeah, both excellent brands. Maybe not necessarily local, maybe more of a regional. But yeah, the both of those breweries are doing excellent work. And, you know, really throughout the state of Ohio and now into Kentucky, really starting to expand as well. We have a lot of great options for regional beers that are just excellent.
So I'm going to put you on the spot now and ask, do you have a local favorite?
Sure. And I'm sure most people can probably figure it out based on what I write. But the guys at Mad Tree, I think the beers that they've been producing lately is just a go-to, refreshing, good-tasting beer. Most of them are fairly hop-forward, so you have to be interested in hoppy beers to enjoy them. But you know, their Psychopathy IPA is excellent, as well as our Happy Amber. Had one last night sitting on my porch. It's a great summer beer. So
absolutely, I totally agree. I met with them probably a couple months ago, and not only is the beer excellent and the quality of what they produce is great, but they're just a really great group of guys.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's three guys who basically gave up the comfort and security of you know, corporate day jobs to take a risk on their dream, and they're living it and they're doing it.
So let's talk about Craft Beer Week a little bit more. What sort of events are coming up for the remainder of Craft Beer Week?
So tonight on Thursday, there's a great event at Market Wines. They are going to be tapping a keg of Founders Kentucky Bourbon Stout. It's a pretty rare beer that you don't find very often, so this is a great opportunity to go try some of that. The Lachman is tapping a keg of Founders Rare Doom. This is one of their backstage kind of limited release beers. It's a barrel-aged IPA. Also, then on Saturday at the Whole Foods in Mason, they're having a beer festival out there, a craft beer festival. So $20 will get you 20 tickets that you can use for either beer or food. And then also on Saturday, the guys over at Listerman and Triple Digit are having a release party for their Chacao, their hazelnut double brown ale. They're going to be releasing a bourbon barrel aged version, a brandy barrel aged, a cask version aged with cinnamon sticks, vanilla beans, and raisins, and as well as a nitro and coffee version. So if you like darker beers, sweeter, darker beers, it's going to be a great time at a Triple Digit. Just a couple other things I'll mention. Madtree and 50 West are collaborating on a beer to support the Starfire Council, a local nonprofit group here, on June 5th. They'll be having their brewing a special beer and having a party. Tickets are available for that. If you go to my website, brewprof.com, you can check out more information.
Well, perfect. I've been speaking with Mike Stewart, the beer professor. For anyone interested in craft beer, especially those made right here in Greater Cincinnati, I highly recommend you visit his blog at brewprof.com. For links and more information about National Craft Beer Week, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For 91.7 WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thanks, Mike.
I drink a fancy beer when I long for a piece of candy, but I can't get it. I drink a fancy beer when there's no one there to hold me for the whole of the night. I put in an order for a $7 pint, though I ain't made of money. All the class getting tired, oh, drinking a fancy beer, say friend. What do you drink when you're feeling lonely, friend?
Fancy beer?
Come on now, drink it. Oh! Oh, it tastes good. Drink a fancy beer,
fancy beer.
When I want you only, I drink a fancy beer,
fancy beer.
And when the weather's stormy,
when the weather's stormy,
and daybreaks fall,
daybreak fall,
I throw an extra $1.50 on the bar. There's no sense in saving pennies if I don't know where you are. I drink a fancy beer, and I drink it quick. I drink a fancy beer.